Welcome, everybody. Shir number 972. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of talking. We started talking about last year the halachas of Mayim Achroinim. Again, you have Mayim Rishainim, the halachas of Netilas Adayim, which we've spoken about in great length, which are much more complicated, much more intense. And then you have Mayim Achroinim, the washing that's done before benching. We're going to see that it has to be mamash done right before benching, see how that works. And those halachas are a little bit more on the simple side and not as intense as Mayim Rishonim. But still, it has to be, we have to see how to work it and those halachas. So we started in our simin, which is it's basically one simin in the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Pei Aleph, simin Kuf Pei Aleph, the halachas of Mayim Achroinim. And we said basically, so how do I know I have to wash Mayim Achroinim? How do I know I have to wash Mayim Rishonim? In other words, how do I know I have to wash for bread altogether, right? And how do I know I have to wash before benching? So we learned it out from the pasuk, just real quickly to review. It's a double lush, and we said it's two. It says two times, you should be holy and be holy. So you should be holy and be holy. Why do you say it two times? So the first one is going on Netilas Yadayim for bread, and the second one is going on Mayim Achroinim. That's how we ended off last year. V'yisem kadoshim elu mayim achroinim. Okay, so now the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, what about somebody, in a case in time, what about somebody who is being yotze from somebody else? In other words, let's say for whatever the reason is, I'm listening to somebody else bench, I'm being yotze with that. Whatever the reason, we're not going to get into, you know, why one does it or should they do it. But be it as it may, so do they also have to wash mayim achroinim? Again, how to do it, what has to be done, we'll see as we go. But let's just see the foundation of the halacha. So the answer is yes. Tells us the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Aleph that vafilu lemisha ina mevarech ba'atmi, even somebody doesn't make a bench by themselves, Elishemeya, let's say smipi. I'm a varech, in other words, I'm being yotze with the other person, so then they would still also need mayim achroinim, this mayim achroinim. But Yosef is there, not just that, he says, vafilu kishain, the Mishaburus, we're reading now from the Mishaburus, Sifkat Nalef, vafilu kishain yadav mezoyamais, right? We said last time, what's the reason why we need, good, we learn out mayim achroinim from the pasuk, but what was the reason behind why we need mayim achroinim? Because a person's hands are dirty. In other words, the sfarish abai, if you want to call it, a person's hands are dirty. They ate, so therefore they have to wash and they have to be clean. V'yisem kadoshim, you should be holy, meaning clean. You can't bench when your hands are dirty. But so what about my hands are clean? So do I still have to wash? What do we do with that? Right? My hands are perfectly clean. Don't worry about it. I've no problem. I'm, you know, spick and span. Afilu kishein yodav mezoyamais klal minu achila. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, even if your hands are perfectly clean, right? That's the case. My hands are perfectly clean. Afilu kishein yodav mezoyamais klal minu achila. Gam kein chivu chazal benetilas mayim achroinim. Still, Chazal said it's sort of like if you want to call it possibly a loy plug, right? Your hands clean, hands not clean. It doesn't matter. You have to wash mayim achroinim. So right. So even though we say that's really the foundational reason that the hands are dirty, right? The svara, but still, my hands are perfectly clean. You still have to wash mayim achroinim. That's what we're saying. V'afilu kashen yadav mezoyamais klal minu achila gam keichivu benetilas mayim achroinim. V'hu mipnei chashash melach. Oh, so now we're going to see the reason because there's a chashash. And this is where, now the reason we're going to read now is why we're going to see it. There is a shita in the mission, in the Shulchan Aruch that possibly today it wouldn't apply, but still we're going to say that, I want to make it clear, there is such a concept or a shita really, or a svara to say that possibly maybe one would not have to wash mayim achroinim. Mayim rishonim, in other words, before bread, that's not a question. That's across the board. You must. There's no even chance not to wash. You can't eat bread unless you wash. But the mayim achroinim, there is such a svara to say, but even though we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah is going to still say that be it as it may, one should be careful to still wash mayim achroinim. So that's what he says. V'hu mipnei chashash melech, so even if my hands are perfectly clean, right, but there's a chashash melech sedoimis, the v'chol suda haloi nimsa melech. A person might have some salt, this salt, sedoimis, whatever the case is, or any salt, the rather pshatim that want to say, any salt, the chol suda haloi nimsa. A person eats with salt. People eat with salt. The salt always, many times, is salt on a table. Usually, there's salt on a table and so on. Right? And many people keep a salt shaker on the table. And by the way, I just want to mention a side note. We have mentioned that in the past, Shem, if I remember correctly, Rav Shmuel first, Shlita, that sometimes if somebody needs a bracha, quick shahakal, right, there's a suffix, should I make, should I not make on the food or whatever, or if I don't remember, that I make a shahakal, not make, so they could just take a little pinch of salt. We spoke about this. The Shulchan Aruch says, a pinch of salt, a little drop of salt, you make a shahakal. If it's a lot of salt, right, a person eats a lot of salt for whatever reason, they want to do that, you know, but they would not make a bracha. A lot of salt, you don't make a bracha. If it's a pinch of salt, a little drop of salt tastes good, you make a shahakal, so says the Shulchan Aruch, and that would be good. That would help you for if somebody's in a pshas adchak, you know, in a suffix. Do I make a bracha on this food? Do I forgot if I made a bracha? I'm not sure. A pinch of salt should be able to cover. So we'll end off with this. That's what we're saying now. There's a chashash of this salt that might still be on your hands because during the eating you were touching salt, whatever the case is. V'yesh lachash shemem ma'ariv behen ma'at mimelech sedaimus shemesame. I'm sorry. Huaynaim l'misha naigeya bom va'achakach yiga be'enav. Okay, whatever the case, they get a touch their eyes, and it could be detrimental. We'll go more into this upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Atzlacham bracha kol tuv.